So we are continuing in our work of clearing our root chakra. And we are adding in other components to it so that it can go to an even deeper level than it was going to when we were just doing the traditional clearing. So first, I'm going to tell you a little about the seven rays. And it's kind of difficult for me to take all of these different philosophies and put them in words that will make sense. But I'm going to work at it. Okay. So this is about the seven rays. So an introduction to the seven rays, it talks about that if we look beyond the outer or physical appearance of our everyday lives, we have to acknowledge that we live in a world of energy and force. These energies and forces vary in countless ways with regards to their aspects and their qualities. They interact with each other in just as many ways, and their extremes either cause destruction and conflict or tend towards harmony, cooperation, and synthesis. Foremost among the various energies and forces that compose and condition our existence are the seven major types of divine energy or force, and those are the seven rays. Each of these great rays acts to further the evolution of humanity and all life via a form of teaching truth, which is its unique contribution. While these creative energies and forces are responsible for life and all that this term entails, it is important to realize that it is not the rays as such that are to blame for negative outcomes and effects, but rather the qualities of the substance with which they interact. So we are going to be working with the fourth ray. And the fourth ray is connected with the base chakra. The fourth ray is it has a quality of harmony to it. It's about balance. It's about bringing balance between the internal worlds or your subconscious and the external world so that you can actually live in that balance so that you can experience that peacefulness, that connectedness. So the qualities that having this fourth ray in balance brings into your life are the freedom. It brings you mercy, and it allows you to transmute those energies that are not really what you want to experience. It allows you to let those go, to open up to being more. And when it's out of balance, it brings in intolerance, disregard for others, cruelty, lack of forgiveness, lack of justice or mercy, and of course, just lack in general. And that's something that a lot of people experience because they don't have that balance. So as part of working with that fourth ray, there are different divine beings who are connected with that when you are dealing with the seven rays and the spiritual hierarchy. So we will be working with Seraphis Bey, who is one of the teachers about the fourth ray. We will be working with the Archangel Gabriel and the female Archangel, which I can't remember what they call those, but it's not Archangel. But anyway, her name is Hope. We will also be working with different spiritual beings, some elemental beings, and the lords of the karma, because the root chakra is connected with those past life, those ancestral beliefs, that karma that we are bringing forward in this lifetime. And so when you visualize your base chakra, your root chakra, with the seventh ray energy, the color of it isn't red. It's white. It's actually a pearlescent white, which means it's like the inside of an oyster shell. You know how it has all of those different colors that you see depending on which way the light is hitting it, but overall it's white. It's kind of like that. So there's different colors depending on how the light is hitting it, but overall it's white. Okay. So,
hi, Barbara.
Hi, Robert. So as we are looking at this information, it's giving us a deeper understanding of how that all plays in our lives. And Robert, I've muted you in case you're wondering. Not because I'm mean, but because everybody else is muted, and you are just as good as the rest of them. So you deserve to be muted too. Okay. So I'm going to actually unmute you guys now and see if you have any questions about the seven rays, the aspects that I talked about, so that I can answer them before moving to the tree of life, because I'm getting a feeling that's what I'm supposed to do. So does anybody have any questions about any of the seven ray stuff?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, then. I will assume that I explained it absolutely perfectly and everyone is happy. Okay. Then I will meet you guys again and talk to you a little about the Tree of Life. So the Tree of Life is connected with the Kabbalah. And if you want to learn more about the Kabbalah, or if you want to learn more about the seven rays, then I encourage you to do so. So this is what it says about the Tree of Life. Okay. The Tree of Life is basically talking about how the universe was formed. It has 10 stages, but those 10 stages are at 7 layers. So when we are going through the chakras connected with the Tree of Life, then some of the layers will have more than one circle in the Tree of Life, but they are one stage having connect with one chakra. I hope that makes sense. Okay, and so the base of the tree is connected with the nothingness, the energy that creates. And so that also is connected with the subconscious mind. And so each of the 10 stages of the Tree of Life represents a temple of the mind, or a level of the subconscious mind to which we have access. Each temple or level of consciousness has its own gifts and unique benefits, from controlling physiological functions to stimulating artistic energies to communicating with animals, and so much more. So by focusing on each level, we are connecting more fully with a specific aspect of the divine, communicating with a specific archangel, communicating with the ones who are specifically involved with that particular stage of the Tree of Life. So by using the Tree of Life, we learn to consciously bridge our normal waking consciousness with the more subtle realms and temples of the subconscious mind. We can awaken and manifest our most innate and forgotten abilities, developing more tangible links to subtle and etherical realms, dimensions, beings, and energies once thought beyond our reach. And we learn to access them whenever we desire, to whatever degree we desire. In the Tree of Life, our normal waking consciousness is represented by the level known as Malkuth, which is the kingdom of Earth. It is the seat of all of other energies of the universe. And this is the level that is connected with the root chakra. It is the base level of the Tree of Life. So the Tree of Life, this particular level of the Tree of Life is connected with Archangel Sandalphon. And he is the angel of prayer and life. It's also connected with the Lord of the Earth. The colors connected with it are black, olive, russet, which is a reddish brown, and citrine, which is a deep golden yellow. So the traditional teaching is that if you want to have the impact of a particular chakra, you know, you wear the color associated with it. Well, since we're including all of these different methods of clearing and connecting with ourselves, then you actually have a lot more choices in what colors you want to wear. So it's actually giving you more freedom. There's also fragrances connected with the different stages of the Tree of Life. And for the stage we're working with, the fragrances are carnation, lemon, and sandalwood. So if you wanted to use those oils or those incense while you were meditating or listening to the recording of the healing, then that would be absolutely fine. The stone connected with it is smoky quartz. So when we're dealing with the Tree of Life, this is about discovering things hidden within the physical universe. It's about prosperity and security. And, you know, the traditional chakra teaching talks about security and safety having to do with the root chakra. So you can see how they are tied together. The strengths of this stage of the Tree of Life are discrimination, prosperity, common sense, physical energy, and discernment. And the weaknesses, so if you see these things in your life, that tells you that there's some things that are out of balance, are laziness, greed, avarice, overly reactive, aggressive, and recklessness. So this gives you an idea of the things that we're going to be letting go of, and we're also going to be installing based in the Tree of Life. So now I am going to unmute you guys again and see if you have any questions connected with the Tree of Life. So, does anybody have any questions connected with the Tree of Life aspect of this? Okay, you guys are just so incredibly good. All right, so I'm going to mute you, and I'm going to play a recording of a chakra clearing for the root chakra. This recording, I think, is like 4 minutes long, and it's crystal bowls, so it's really beautiful. And I just want you to sit back and listen to it. Okay. And just start the second. Okay, and just take a nice deep breath. And come back to now. And we are now going to start using the Infinity Healing Energy. So we are activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And we are inviting all of the beautiful divine beings who are part of the seven rays, who are part of the fourth ray, which is connected with our base chakra, to come and be with us now. And we are just opening up and allowing them to come in, to show us the things that they need to show us, teach us the things that we need to know. And if you would like to receive the energies being sent to you from all of these beautiful divine beings who are part of the seven rays and here to be with us during the chakra clearing, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And so would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the negativity associated with the fourth ray that would keep you from experiencing the harmony that you want to have in your life, for releasing any self-centeredness, any worry, inaccuracy, lack of moral courage, strong passion, indolence, extravagance, any of that stuff that is blocking your root chakra. If you're ready to let it go now, just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out from your root chakra any energies of discouragement, hopelessness, or chaos that keep coming up in your life over and over? To just allow those beautiful divine beings from the seven rays who are working with us to completely clear those issues from you, so that they are no longer a part of your being, no longer a part of your life, no longer holding you back from what you truly want to experience. So if you are ready to let all of that go, just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing anything that is connected with any of the things that we've mentioned that are still there in your root chakra, still hanging on for whatever reason? And it could be because of their connection with past lives. It could be a karma thing. To just have anything and everything that is no longer for your highest good, that is blocking or in any way interfering with the flow of energy through your root chakra, to just have it all completely and totally released. to allow yourself to just let it all go. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for removing any part of any belief that you have that says that you don't belong, that you don't fit in, that you're not meant to be here, that you are anything less than an absolute blessing in this world and to the people that love you? And if you are ready to let all of that go, then just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out the fear, all of those fears that you won't have enough, all of those fears that say that there just isn't enough, or that you aren't enough, everything connected with the word lack, which you've been storing in your root chakra? Will you allow this infinity healing energy to go in and to clear it all out so that that is no longer controlling your life in any way, shape, or form? And if you're ready to let all that go, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And now we're asking that the Archangel Sandalphon and the Lord of the Earth and any other spirits who are part of the Tree of Life, of that lowest stage of the Tree of Life, come and join us. And if you are willing to receive their energies and the guidance that they are bringing to you, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And if you'd like an infinity healing for clearing out the weaknesses that are associated with this stage of the Tree of Life, the laziness, those times when you just feel so incredibly lazy that you just want to sit there, you don't want to do anything. It's like you are tied to the couch or the bed or whatever it is that you are on, that nothing makes you want to move. Nothing makes you want to live. Nothing makes you want to be more. So if you'd like for them to clear that energy from your root chakra, to disconnect every connection within you to laziness, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing from your root chakra all of those beliefs that say that you're greedy or that avarice is part of who you are, or any fears that that might be true for you, any fears that say that you can't spend money or accept money because then that means that you're greedy. So it can not just be that you believe that you're greedy, but a fear that you might be greedy that is keeping you from actually opening up to the prosperity that God means for you, that keeps you from opening up to receiving the gifts that God is giving to you. So any connections within you to greed or avarice, if you would like for that all to be released, removed, completely taken out of your root chakra and any place else it is in any aspect of you, then just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from any need to have these huge reactions to things, to overreact, to take those little anthills and turn them into Mount Everest? Anything within you that is saying that that is how you are supposed to be. You are supposed to create all of this chaos in your life, that you have to have chaos, that you have to have things be bigger than life, that any tragedy has to be completely overwhelming and knock you to your knees so that you are absolutely sobbing over spilled milk or whatever little thing that it is. If you would like to let that go, and to start having more harmony and balance in your life, and say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from all of the ties to aggressiveness, to believing that you have to be aggressive before people will listen to you, to allow you to discern the difference between assertiveness and aggressiveness so that you can stop pushing people out of your life or scaring them off because you are so aggressive, you are so intense, you are so overwhelming. And if you'd like to let all of that go, to have it completely cleared out of you, then just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for removing and releasing anything about you that says that you're supposed to be reckless, that you have to be living on the edge in order to prove that you're alive, that you have to go farther than anybody else, that, you know, if everybody else is doing a little skydiving, well, you've got to go higher, and your parachute has to be smaller because it has to be more dangerous in order for you to really get the gratification that you need from it. So in any way that you are being reckless, and thinking that reckless is an important part of your existence, if you would like to let that go and have it removed, then just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. take a couple of more nice deep breaths. So now we've released the negative aspects of the fourth ray and of the first stage of the Tree of Life. Now we're going to start installing the positive things, the things that we actually want to have more of, the things that are going to bring more joy and happiness into our lives. So would you like an infinity healing for opening up to and accepting into your life, into your third chakra, prosperity, abundance, wealth, having everything that you desire flow into your life with grace and ease, knowing that God is the only source of all of those wonderful things coming to you, and trusting that God is going to bring it through to you through whatever channel is deemed to be right for you. So the money might just appear. You might have gifts just come to you. Your brother might just drop by and give you a gift card for $25 for Olive Garden, which happened to me today. Things that are just flowing into your life that you don't even expect. But they're coming to you because you deserve it. You are worthy. And you know you have worth, you have value. And you are open to receiving what God is giving to you. And if you'd like all that, say yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up your ability to discern, your ability to make decisions, to know what is right for you based on your intuition, based on your feelings, based on what your heart is telling you, so that you don't ever have to question your own decisions because you are discerning what is right for you, and you are choosing what is for your highest good, and it's automatic. It's your natural way of being. And if you'd like for that to open up and to become more and more a part of your life, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for recognizing that you do have common sense? Although some people say that it is not that common, for you it is. You have common sense. It's part of your discernment. It's part of your discrimination. You know what is right. You can trust your intuition. You can trust that you are always being guided. You can trust. And if you'd like to accept that, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you are allowed to be healthy. You are allowed to be energized. You are allowed to create your body to look as physically fit as you want it to look. That it is your choice. That you are the one making that choice. And it is your right. and that God wants you to fully embrace your body, to love your body, to move your body, to allow your body to be pain-free, to allow it to be disease-free, to allow any dis-ease within you to just go away. Because you are meant to have perfect health. And if you're ready to accept that, then say yes, yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that it's okay for you to love, to have strong affections for the people that are important to you, to be generous, to be devoted, to be the person that you are truly meant to be? And if you would like to accept that, then say yes, yes, and take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to accepting your own self-discipline? Because you can make the right choices. You can choose what is for your highest good. And you can do so quickly and easily. You can quickly access your own intellect, your own perception, and know what is right for you, and have the self-discipline to create what you truly desire. You are not at the mercy of anybody or anything else, but you have the confidence, the self-control, and the mental balance to do what is right in every moment, without fail. And if you're willing to accept, say yes, yes, and take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting your connection with the divine, with the earth, that you are connected to both? You do not have to choose one or the other, that both of those energies flow through your base chakra. All of the love that you are receiving from above, all of the love that you are receiving from below, it is a part of you. You are more than just this physical body. You are that love. And so you can accept that energy, that joy, that purity, that wholeness, knowing that you are okay exactly as you are, that there's nothing broken in you. You don't have to be fixed. Knowing the truth of you, and having serenity around yourself, around your being, around your life, around your choices, accepting that inner peace, which is part of who you are. And if you'd like to accept all that, then say yes. Yes, and take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and accepting that, yes, you have courage. You are brave. You have physical courage. You know what you can do. You know that nothing needs to be in your way, that you are strong, that you are connected, that you are being guided in every moment, that you are never alone, and that it's okay for you to stand in your power, to be seen as courageous, as strong, as someone that other people can look at and think, I want to be like you. And know that that power is always there. It's just waiting for you to tap into it. Your guidance is always there. They're just waiting for you to ask. And so it's okay for you to ask. It's okay for you to stand up for what you believe in. It's okay for you to be strong. And you don't have to prove anything to anybody, because you know who you are. And if you would like to accept that, then say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. So I'm going to unmute you again and see if there's any questions, see how you guys are doing, see how all of this is feeling.
Good.
Okay, how's it going? Okay, I've got a good.
This is Anne. I joined late. I wasn't able to do call in for a while because I kept getting, busy message from the operator, but I love the energy of this chakra clearing meditation. It feels different and it feels very positive. I like it.
Yeah, it is different. When I was looking into, the 7 rays and the tree of life, I decided, okay, I'm going to talk to these 7 ray people and I'm going to do a little clearing to see if there's difference, just because I'm curious. And it was so different. I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting a difference, but it was like, oh my gosh. It was like it's so much deeper, and it was wow. So I'm glad you guys are feeling a difference. Okay, there's something else I was going to say, but it went out of my head. All right. So anybody else?
Barbara, it's Wilma. I just want to ask a quick question. I asked you this in the on the Facebook page, I think, when you initially mentioned the root clearing before you did the first one. If broken facial capillaries and spider veins and varicose veins would be part of this chakra, and you responded that yes, it would be. And while you were doing and bringing, I really felt while you were doing the part where we can allow ourselves to have the body that we want, and to, I'm assuming that I interpreted that properly. So will this particular clearing, will it help us to release whatever was causing, I'm going to use myself as an example because that's one of the physical signs that I have, other than my diminished eyesight, is that those facial capillaries and, the burst blood vessels, that sort of thing.
Yes, and part of that is, okay, we may do a little something about that in addition to what we've already done, but they want me to, part of this allowing these changes is letting go of the whole idea that you have these conditions to begin with.
Okay.
It's like, you know, if you every morning you get up and there's pain in your back, and so eventually when you wake up, you actually expect that pain to be there. And so before you even get up, a part of your brain is saying, well, we're going to have that pain when you move, and you move and there's the pain. So you actually start reinforcing the pain. It's the same way with anything, any physical attribute that you are wanting to change. In order to actually allow it to change, you have to release the whole idea of how it used to be, or that there's anything wrong with how it used to be, so that you can accept yourself as you are and see yourself as perfectly fine as you are.
I'm laughing while you're talking, because I just had an aha moment that my only physical issues are my diminished eyesight. That part of me feels that now that I know that I'm aware that I created, I should be able to discreate it. And once I started noticing my, the facial veins and the veins on my legs popping, and you're right. I looked at that as the more I looked at it, the more showed up, the more appeared. So I got an aha while you were talking that the more I'm focusing on trying to restore my eyesight, that part of me is one part of me. And then when you wake up in the morning, that other part of me is putting my eyes back to diminished and making me more aware of the physical, what I'm perceiving as imperfections, you know, as I'm getting older, and this is what's happening to me, sort of thing.
Yes.
I felt a lot of energy saying that, and I'm so glad that you worded it the way you did, because I needed to hear that aha, because I'm very aware of the duality of knowing that I created this, so I should be able to uncreate it, and not realizing that it's that part of me that when I wake up in the morning is the one that's kicking in. I hope this makes sense to people listening.
I have the opposite problem. I have been expecting my eyesight to improve, knowing intellectually everything that was just said, and I'm getting very frustrated because I'm like, look, darn it, to improve you.
So you're ready to beat your eyes up because they're not doing what you want.
No, I'm just like, get on with it, for God's sake.
Okay, so they want us to do a little bit of clearing around this whole, everything we just talked about. So,
awesome.
I'm not going to mute you guys for this, but all right. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to accept yourself, your body, all of your imperfections exactly as they are right now in this moment, to stop fighting them, to stop questioning them, to stop demanding of them, to just accept them. And then once you've accepted them, to decide what it is you want to move towards, so that it's all part of the graceful flow instead of a battle. So if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths.
It's really interesting, because when you were doing that process, the part of me that was really eager to say yes, I could feel energy moving down my chest, and I actually felt like vomiting. Like I'm not going to, but so something shifted there. That was really interesting.
Good. Okay, there's another part to it, so let's see. Would you like an infinity healing for going through your subconscious mind and finding all of those little triggers all of those little beliefs, like the one that says, okay, you woke up, now it's time for you to have the pain in your back, or whatever it is that you believe that's supposed to happen every morning when you wake. Like if your car was broken and you knew it was broken, then every day when you went out to your car, you would look at the car and think, this car is broken, which means that the car now has to be broken because you've decided that it has to be broken and you just told it was broken. So if you would like this infinity healing to go throughout your mind, throughout your subconscious, and find all of the places where you have set these little kind of booby traps for yourself, so that what was wrong, what was broken, what did not work, stays wrong, stays broken, stays not working. If you'd like to have all of that cleared out, then say yes.
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 Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, boy, that's moving a bunch of stuff. I don't know if it's you guys or me or all of us.
You know what I heard that's really bizarre? When you started that initial process, the last one, as soon as you started to talk, what I could hear was, I'm sick of myself. Isn't that bizarre?
Oh.
So maybe that's a part of all of us is sick of whatever's, like maybe it's, what do they call that, a group consciousness thing? For those of us that are on the call, that maybe whatever it is our physical issue in our face sort of thing, that there's a part of us that is sick of it. Like, I want myself back.
Let's see if we're supposed to do something about being sick of ourselves. We're like, yeah, why not? Okay. I don't even know why I ask sometimes. Okay. How do you guys want to word it? All right. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing that part of you that identifies with being sick of yourself? With believing that you're not perfect, you're never going to be perfect. You are never going to measure up to what other people think you should be. You are just such a mess. I don't even know why you bother. So that self-defeating, self-sabotaging part of you that identifies with you and has decided that it is supposed to be there, it is a part of you, if you would like to let that go, to have that completely cleared out, to have this amazing group of angels come in and grab it and just take it away and turn it into beautiful fairy dust, then say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels amazing.
Boy, that's got energy just running. Okay. So is there anything else that anybody is noticing that's coming up that we need to work on? Okay.
Nothing with, hi, this is Deborah. What came up that kept coming across my mind is that we are made in the image of God, and I'm not, I don't mean that from a religious standpoint. So, I don't know. That helps. That's just what came to me the whole last, I don't know, 5 minutes or so. And we are made in the image of God. And I don't know where these other words come from, diminished, paralyzed, blah, 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 so forth and so on. But I don't know. That just feels so much better than saying or labeling or giving power to any of the other stuff that we might be experiencing. I don't know if that helps,
yeah,
but that's what came to me after taking the last the three deep breaths. Like, yeah, that feels like I'm kicking butt.
Well, good.
So maybe there's a possibility, what was going through while she was talking, a possibility for an alignment with the realization that we are all the image of God.
Yeah, because there's a scripture in Psalms that said he's talking to David, or David's talking to somebody. I don't know. But there's something about that in a wonderful, fear-inspiring me, I'm wonderfully made, something like that. It's in Psalms, if you Google it. So if we're in a fear-inspiring, if we're wonderfully made, then the else we're experiencing must not be part of that wonderfulness. And it's not a part of that image. So somehow the word you use, align, is probably the perfect word to align with. And then all the rest of the stuff that's not in his image or her image will just sort of fall away.
It's so funny you said that, because as you were talking, I could feel energy dropping away from me, almost like you're dropping clothes. Like, you know what I mean? So I think something is clearing now. Yes.
Yeah.
They want me to read this to you guys. So this is what your comments had triggered for me. And while I'm reading this, you are getting the infinity healing energy for opening you up to this. Okay. So the question is, who am I? And the answer is, you are love. Love is boundless. Love is free, ever-flowing, always changing and evolving. Love never settles. It knows it is priceless. There is nothing too good for love. Love exists at all levels, so it never ends. It never needs to compare itself to any other part of itself. Love is giving. It is never ending, so there will never be a time when it runs out. Love is honest. It sees itself for what it is in each moment as it evolves to being more. Love is. You are love. And just take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel? Now, it's made you all speechless.
It's funny because as you were talking and towards the end, I could actually hear the words, and we're good. And then when you asked the question, I didn't even have the... I didn't have the need to speak for some reason. It was just like a peaceful allowance of the love you're talking about.
Wonderful. Okay, they want. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing? For allowing yourself to release, to let go completely and totally of all of those old beliefs about who you are, about who you are required to be, about the mistakes that you've made in the past, about the things that you still need to pay for, the punishments that are still coming to you, that other shoe that you've been waiting to drop for years, about letting go of any need for you to ever feel anything other than love for yourself. And if you would just like to totally let that go now, and to stand in the love, then say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. Questions, comments? It's like we've become this big, still lake that's just there.
And it feels like it's still moving, like, but for me anyway, it feels like there's still, yeah, it's still continuing to flow, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's going deeper and deeper. Wonderful. Okay, so I'm getting a message. Okay. So here's the message. We want you to understand you. That's what this is all about. So much of what you believed about yourselves was not true. But you didn't know how to not believe it. And now you're beginning to understand. Now you're beginning to experience the difference. You are opening up to being human and to knowing that you are more than human. Because you aren't just bodies. You never have been. But for so long, so many people had taught you that you were just these bodies. This is all you were. And you were bound by those beliefs. And now you're letting go. You exist on many different levels. That is why we tell you that you can create whatever you want to experience, because you are more than just a bunch of bodies. And now you are breathing in that light, that truth, that love that is you. And it is changing your life. So don't stop. Keep allowing yourself to move up, to go higher and higher, to soar with the angels. Because that's who you are. And we are here to help you. Because we love you. Be the love that you were born to be. Okay. How are you guys doing?
Wow, what an incredible message. And I could hear while you were speaking that be the love and the, and I could actually hear imperfection was almost like tagged on at the end. Say honestly, I am so, so, so very grateful that I was actually able to dial in and get on the call now that it's a different number. So I feel it's divine timing for some reason. Whatever's happening on this call is, I'm going to steal your word from the email, Barbara, amazing grace. It's just amazing. So thank you so much for that.
You are welcome. So does everybody feel complete?
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And as always, this infinity healing is being shared with all of your relatives and loved ones and all of that, and it will continue until the core issues are taken care of and all of that stuff is already in there even though we didn't say it. So you don't have to worry. Of course.
Can I just ask one quick question? You just triggered something for me that happened this afternoon with my daughter who's having an anxiety attack about our neighbors upstairs and worried about what they're going to do. And before the call started, I was just sitting there. She's downstairs right now, but I was just sitting there and I was intending to send her loving, healing energy and asking for her guides and her angels to fill her with love to ease the anxiety and whatever and put her in the highest vibrational state. So is there something that I can do? Like, can I intend that this healing that I've received that you've just said is going to her, that it's it's clearing whatever is creating her anxiety?
They want you to know first and foremost that she has the right to accept it or not accept it.
Oh, so, yes. No, I'm fully aware. I'm fully aware of that. Yes.
So if she does accept it, then yes, it will.
Okay.
It will work on anxiety and all of the stuff. They're saying that a lot of the stuff that she's going through has to do with her her sense of security, her sense of safety, and that's all in that root chakra. So the work that we did will definitely have an impact on that aspect of her being if she accepts it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, anything else before we end? Don't forget to drink lots of water, everybody. All right, then. Thank you guys so much for coming and being a part of this. And I will get the recording, and it should be on the same page as the other recording in whatever form this is going to take. It should be there tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to say thank you 1,000 times, but I don't think I can get it out 1,000 times, so just take thank you times 1,000.
And you are always welcome 1,000 times. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful night and pleasant dreams and all that stuff.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Barbara. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.